Support for today's broadcast comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall. Community-owned since 1974, Common Ground is a full-service grocer featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. More information is on their website at www.commonground.coop.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Brotz says local growers are already pining and planning for spring in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
My friend Kristen in Brooklyn, New York, recently told me via Twitter that she couldn't wait to retire to her bed with a Sharpie and a bunch of seed catalogs. And a photo of actor Ryan Gosling captioned, "Hey girl, let's spread all those seed catalogs you got in the mail all over the bed and just circle stuff we want all night long," has been making the rounds on my version of the internet. Fantasizing about seeds has gone viral in 2012. But that's what's part of the fun with seed catalogs for us, right? I mean, we can retire to bed and circle as much stuff as we want. The sting of the previous season's failures has faded from memory, and the catalogs pop with color at precisely the time we lack any at all here in central Illinois. Added bonus, there's no responsibility when circling stuff in a catalog. It doesn't matter if it would look stupid in the yard or is inappropriate for the climate. We don't have to commit. We are not clicking the order button. We can go crazy. For growers, there's no such thing as a seed catalog fling. While we've been goofing around, here are two guys in Urbana who have already ordered the seeds that will grow vegetables for a lot of people in Urbana-Champaign this year. In fact, they were thinking about this year's food last year.
I'm always thinking about the next season.
That's John Chernis. He owns Blue Moon Farm, 17 acres in Urbana, Illinois, and sells produce to local restaurants and grocery stores, but does most of his business selling directly to shoppers at Urbana's Market at the Square. It's January. His potatoes have been ordered since last November, and he's getting ready to order everything else on this mild but windy and gray day. He has a laptop, a scale, and a huge pile of seed catalogs on the counter, mobile phone at the ready, and he's got tomatoes on his mind. They're an important crop to him personally, and they're something Blue Moon is well known for. I ask him how many tomato plants he'll get in the ground this season, and he estimates 7,000 or 8,000. They all get started in the basement of his house. This I have to see.
So we're heading down into the basement.
To the basement.
Just where everything
everything
gets started down here.
So I have an old refrigerator here, seed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so everything is stored in an old, mm-hmm. this old fridge.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
I guess that's one way our operations are alike. On the other side of town, Zach Grant runs a sustainable student farm at the University of Illinois, which grows food for U of I dining services as well as the farm's farm stand on the quad during market season. It's a smaller operation than Blue Moon's, but it's pretty mighty. And Zach is trying to figure out which new vegetables he can grow this season. He describes the scene in his office.
Well, right now I'm surrounded by my computer with spreadsheets from production plans for previous years, records of yields from previous years, sheets of seed weights from previous years, just all sorts of different data and record keeping things that I kept track of over the past couple of years, and then the current spreadsheet of this upcoming year. And so I'm surrounded by that with seed catalogs and calendars with dates on them and little bits of information that are trying to help me put this all together to make sense.
Technology obviously plays a pretty big role in how these guys do this winter work. There's no circling of fun stuff here. Everything ordered and planted and harvested is saved in spreadsheets from year to year, and data is tweaked according to changes in planting area and amount of seed left over from the year before. It's not the leisure browsing and dreaming we do. Planning to feed people is serious work. And even though it's the beginning of another farming year, these guys really have no off season. This home gardener feels like a total slacker. I guess it's time to click that order button. This is Lisa Brotz for In My Backyard.